Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 7:30. We're supposed to see these clouds break up at some point this afternoon, but between now and then, there's a possibility of a stray shower or two, and highs in the lower 60s. Yeah, right now, 52. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Please do not eat rotten meat to get high. Can't believe we got to explain and talk about this.
But we do.
Part of the job. Yeah. And big nose, big hose. Is it true? It is Wednesday, the 5th of May. 2021. We are Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Yeah, before we get to those stories, let's talk about Cinco de Mayo. Today is the day, and it's really the first party holiday since huge numbers of people got the vaccine. So I'm thinking lots of people are going to want to live it up today, even though they don't know why they're living it up.
Mm-hmm. They just know that there are a lot of drink specials.
That's right. And a survey just asked people, what is Cinco de Mayo actually about? And only 10% of people knew the correct answer. Celebrating. You did not know that?
No, I forget. I mean, I think we do this story every year.
Every year we have this conversation.
And I forget because I think forever I believed it was Mexican Independence Day.
Right.
But it ain't.
No, it is celebrating a major Mexican battle win. The victory was over the French at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862. I can see why even after people have heard that, they're like, so they liberated from France, like, so they're independent.
Right.
Well, they won the war. They won the battle.
They won the battle. This was a battle in the war.
Yes. 39% of people thought Cinco de Mayo was Mexico's Independence Day, but that is not true. 26% thought it was just a general celebration of Mexican-American culture, and that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
13% admitted they had no idea, and 13% said it is an excuse to drink.
Yeah. And that can be a combination. I think you can think it's an excuse to drink and not know what the heck it is.
Sure. The survey also found almost 3/4 of Americans said they plan to do something to celebrate. 59% are going to eat Mexican food of some kind. We did that last night.
You did? What did you have?
Man, we had a little stir fry, Frontera Grill stir fry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What else? 17% will drink Mexican beer, 14% will go to a party, and 8% will go to a bar. And finally, 8% of people say they're going to use today to read up on Mexican history.
Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to read up today? In addition to something else?
All about American history. In addition to something else.
Will you have, like, what would be your favorite drink? Would it be a margarita to celebrate this day, or would you do a beer? What would you choose?
Yeah, I feel pressure for it to be tequila. We don't have any because she finished it the other night.
Oh, so you need to stop and pick up a bottle.
I offered to go pick up some, and she's like, you don't have to make a special trip. Wink, wink. So we might just do that later.
There you go.
Yeah. What else we got this morning? A cognitive psychologist from London and a psycholinguist just found out that people connect different shapes to different names.
Okay.
Hmm. So if your name has B sounds, M sounds, L sounds, or O sounds, B, M, L, or O.
B, M, L, or O. That's neither one of us, is it?
Uh-uh. Uh-uh. And then people will associate it with a round shape.
Okay.
If your name has K sounds, T sounds, P sounds, or I sounds, evidently, people will associate it with a spiky shape.
I guess I'm spiky then, because I'm Jennifer. But yeah, you're not anywhere in there, are you?
No,
Jeff, you don't have a shape.
Like when I first saw the story, I thought, well, I guess that would make sense because like the letter B and the letter O, there are round curves in those letters. But how do you explain M and L in that case?
Yeah, this is really interesting to me because I know there are a lot of people with autism that hear in color. Like they'll hear something that different sounds have colors.
Yeah.
And yeah, and so shapes make sense.
Right.
As well.
And it's not just shapes. I guess it's also personalities. Like, we assume people with round-shaped names are more agreeable and more emotional. And
we're kind of round with our cursive J's. But I don't think that counts.
Sure, but the way that I write, my J is more spiky than the way, than the curvy way you do your J.
Gotcha.
If that would even apply in this case.
Yeah, it probably doesn't.
We assume people with round-shaped names are more agreeable and more emotional, and people with spiked names are more outgoing and have more energy. But there's a lot more to learn on that front.
Mm-hmm.
So the jury is still out. We're just scratching the surface. We have more to study, more to learn on that front. How sad is it when even your happy place stresses you out?
That sucks.
Yeah, this is interesting. More than half of Americans in a new poll said that even the good, healthy habits they have can sometimes make them feel worse. You know, they will engage in things that they're trying, you know, that they're doing to try to make themselves feel better, and it just doesn't always have that effect.
That include going to the gym and working out and then being miserable because you can't move later?
It can. It really can. If you overdo it,
yeah.
Sure. Here's another example. 34% of people who have meditated or done some kind of calming exercise.
Why is that stressful? How is that?
It, for whatever reason, it made them feel more anxious.
Well, that's not good.
Than before.
Probably frustrated because they can't. Yeah, people who are trying to learn how to meditate, and even those who've done it forever, can get really frustrated because they're sitting there trying to clear their mind, and the thoughts pop up, and they're getting frustrated because the thoughts keep popping up.
And it just when they're supposed on. To.
Yeah.
It just feeds off itself.
Yeah.
One out of three people who have gone to bed early to get a good night's sleep in many cases, and this has happened to me, woke up feeling even more exhausted the next day. What else? Two out of five people have felt sick to their stomach after eating something healthy.
Yeah, kale can do that to you. Kale can mess you up.
Yeah, it's weird. I never thought in a million years I would develop a taste for kale.
And what happened?
I don't know. I think just I kind of eased into it. Like I would have a little bit as it would be one of 100 ingredients in something.
Yeah.
So I wasn't just eating it straight. Otherwise, I wouldn't have liked it. But now it's what it's done is it's given me like a foundational sort of palate place that I can build off of, and I can add different savory flavors to it. So it's sort of like the foundation, sort of like the base for me.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I think what happens too, because you've been eating a lot healthier than you used to, I think you start to eat healthy and that food actually starts to taste good at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that opens you up to more healthy things. You're like climbing the ladder. You're up another rung. You're on the kale rung.
And if the food doesn't make you feel bad, then you start associating it with, you know, with good.
You make that connection. Yeah.
And you're like, man, I really need some kale today. I don't know that I'll ever go that far, but
who knows?
You never know. 36% have felt nauseous from the smell of an aromatherapy candle. 10% have opened up a window to get some air, and then the extra pollen just makes them more congested. So these are kind of things. So if these things happen to you, the point is you're not alone. These kind of things happen all the time. It doesn't mean you should necessarily stop doing them, but just maybe try something else on that particular day. And by the way, the top five chores that can make us feel worse: running errands, cleaning, cooking, walking the dog, and taking out the trash. Because those are things that need to get done, but you don't feel like you're accomplishing anything because it's just busy work.
Yeah.
Q102, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. You're caller 20.
All right.
Yeah.
Today is your day, darling.
You doing Kathy with a K today or Kathy with a C?
With a K.
All right.
With a K.
Write that down.
Are you going to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo today?
Probably just a little bit.
Good. Do you know a lot about the holiday?
No, not too much.
Well, you better know a little bit, because guess what?
There might be a theme.
There could be a theme.
Oh, I know there's margaritas involved.
You like tequila?
Yes, I do.
It'll tequila you.
Oh, stop it now.
If you're not careful.
What do you have planned for today?
Not much, really.
Yeah.
No,
it's
kind of
good to go into to days like that sometimes, because you just don't know what might pop up, right?
This is true.
All right, Jeff, give her a good letter for Mexican things.
Yeah, let's take a look at your letter. Let's hope it's a good letter. Oh, we have another vowel. We've had a lot of vowels this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's a good vowel. You have the letter A.
A.
I like the letter A.
And good.
You get one free pass.
Oh, a free cool. pass helps,
you
too.
You do, yeah. So you only got to get 9 in 30 seconds.
Is it Acapulco? Okay. Is that in Mexico?
Sure, we'll go with that.
I suck at geography. We need Tim here for these kinds of questions.
That's all right.
He knows that stuff.
Yeah. Apple,
avocado.
That's good. Yeah.
That is a good one.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock here. You know, the key is to pass quickly.
Yeah.
If you don't know the answer.
Yep.
And
keep it moving.
Can't use the same answer more than once.
Nope.
So with that...
Here we
for
go.
9. She gets one
yep,
free pass.
You get 9. All right. So, with the letter A, name something you do to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Pass.
A Spanish word.
Ambrosia.
A tequila drink.
Apple martini.
A Mexican vacation spot.
Acapulco.
Something red.
Apple.
Something green.
Pass.
Something white.
Pass.
A taco ingredient.
Pass.
A Mexican dish.
American cheese. I don't know.
Something inside a piñata. Oh, that's
funny. That was a tough one.
Did she use avocado thing. At all?
I don't believe
no,
avocado.
No, I did not.
Because you could have done that with green. You could have done that with a taco ingredient. You could
darn
probably.
It.
I
yeah.
kept coming back to apple.
Apple, I know, right?
Something red, apple, something green, apple. Oh, can't
I
use same
to say
answer.
That.
Yeah, I know.
I know, that's funny. But you came up with a couple of funny ones
right
there.
Right there with you. But tell you what, Kathy, we're going to do it again tomorrow.
All right, I'll be listening.
All right.
Keep on trying.
It's a great try.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.